Live in the land of the ice and snow. My name is Heather, and I'm here today with my co-host, Kimberly.
Hi.
Hi. And our guest today is Winnie from India. Hello, Winnie.
Hello.
Hi. So India is very big. What part of India are you from?
I come from Mumbai, the cosmopolitan, metropolitan place, the financial capital of India, actually.
So India to Sweden is quite a far distance and quite a different climate. So what made you come to Sweden?
Me and my husband lived in the Middle East before we moved to Sweden. So we have lived in the United Arab Emirates. And the move was from Dubai to Sweden. So that is also quite different in terms of weather and culture. But my husband works for Ericsson, and that is how we
Swedish company.
Ended up moving here. Primarily because once my son was born, we felt we need to get out of the United Arab Emirates just for a better future.
Seems more for rich people having fun, you know, maybe not, family.
I think it is a nice place. I'm always happy to go back there because we've lived there for many years. But it's a good place for a short time.
Most people I know that have been there, they're like, oh yeah, if you're young and single or just young, it's like a really great place to hang out. But if you're deciding you want to do more of the family life thing, then I think Sweden is the place to be.
So wait, you had your kids before you came to Sweden?
My firstborn before I came to Sweden, and then my second one is born here. Actually, both are born in Mumbai, but I was expecting for my second one here.
Okay, because I was going to ask, I thought maybe you had different experiences with the birth, but okay, you went back home to both of them. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I understand. Sometimes it just feels more comfortable to be with your family and where you came from.
Yes.
Okay. But your kids have been raised here.
Yes, so they have.
They are very much. How is it? I know for me, it's my husband's Swedish and I'm American, and we have our little cultural differences on how to raise children. Mm-hmm. But how is it just with the kids going? I'm going to assume they go to just a regular Swedish school?
Yes, they do. I think for us, both me and my husband, we are from India, but we also come from two different states. So we do have differences in culture, even though it's not so significant.
Right.
And then living in a country that is so very different from our own is very, very challenging. I mean, I think one of the biggest challenges we face is to instill our culture in our kids, because it's not easy here.
Yeah.
In a very different environment with a completely different culture. So that is a challenge, and I'm not really sure how or what best we can do, but we try.
So what sort of things have you tried?
For example, I'm both me and my husband, we're Catholics, and we regularly went to church, and we still do. Mm-hmm. But that's something that my kids do not wish to do anymore. So and that wasn't very easy for us as parents to accept. But we did.
Yeah, I could see that. And your kids are older now.
They're older now. So when they were younger, we all went to the church together because they went to Sunday school and we did the drill, and, you know, they complied. Or maybe, I don't know whether they had a choice there. But as soon as they could say that they did not wish to go anymore.
Because I think quite a lot of young Swedes, they don't really go to church.
Right. We were growing up, and maybe that's how it is most other places. We had a group of us who would go for Sunday school, and we would have, you know.
So the church is for kyrlekes, like play choir, christenings, and the confirmation. Did your kids did they do the confirmation?
They did, but not in the Swedish church.
Mm-hmm.
I find that a bit difficult.
Yeah, it's more of a tradition, kind of ritualistic traditions. Mm. And for the most part, they don't. I mean, I grew up going to church in Texas. I mean, everybody, what are you doing? Going to church Sunday. You're in church. But then coming here to Sweden, it's kind of like church.
Mm. Unless it's a holiday.
Yeah.
Unless it's a holiday.
Yeah. They're like, oh, did someone die? I'm like, no.
What about finding a Catholic church here? Because if I'm not mistaken, I think there's only two in the city of Stockholm.
There are some chapels as well. I mean, we didn't know. We went to the main church, which is in Kungsträdgården, and that's a Catholic church.
Right.
Isn't there one on Söder?
There is one in Soldier as well.
It's really, it's old, isn't it? I think quite nice. But maybe not as old as the one by Kungsträdgården Gordon.
I'm not sure which
one. They're probably both old.
yes. But yeah, and then it's also like the Catholic Church in Kungsträdgården Gordon, there is English service only at 6 p.m. in the evening. But that is predominantly expat community.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yeah.
I can see that, though. That yes. makes sense. Yeah.
Yes.
It's very easy for people to get to. So,
yes.
Yeah. Well, what other things did you try for keeping some of the Indian culture with your kids? Maybe certain foods, or did you have them read books or watch shows?
Books
or?
And shows, yeah. Not show. Yeah, shows also, especially when they are younger. Well,
because with the internet. So.
With the internet. And we also traveled to India every holiday, every summer. Literally, okay. most yeah. often, because it's a long break for the kids. And since we come from two different parts of the country, it was also easier for us to have more time that way, as opposed to going during the Christmas holidays, which though is a better time to go. Mm-hmm. But when we went to India, the kids would watch local shows or you know, whatever's on there. So they do know those characters and all of that. But that was when they were younger.
Yeah, well, it's easier when they're
younger. It was. Yeah.
So what about language? What language do you speak? Or?
I actually speak English at home because my mother tongue is not one of the big languages of India. Mm-hmm. So, and both me and my husband also have the same language, but they're slightly different. So the two of us haven't spoken our mother tongues to each other. So the children haven't picked up either our mother tongue or the national language, which is Hindi. Huh. But that's because we don't speak at home either. So
yeah.
It's not, but that
when you're
was
in India,
easy.
you don't speak Hindi?
No, I don't. Uh-huh. Because that's not my mother tongue.
Uh-huh. Okay.
Right.
I see.
So then your kids speak Swedish and English.
English, yes.
Okay. Mm-hmm. And do you feel like your kids have more Swedish traits than...
Oh, yes. Yeah. Oh, yes.
They're definitely Swedish.
Yes. Mm-hmm. And that was also not easy for me to accept and understand. And I still try to, you know, tell them that, oh, you're born in India and you're still Indian and, you know, you are growing up here, of course, but it's not easy.
It's not, at least from my experience, it's a lot more loose, I guess, with the kids here. It's not so disciplined, and sometimes that can really annoy me.
Yeah.
And it's hard trying to teach your kids a certain way or discipline them a certain way. Mm. I'm not hitting my kids or something,
but
taking away their phones and stuff. Sometimes the Swedes think that's too far.
Yeah.
And it's a bit silly sometimes, in my opinion, of how they treat that kind of thing.
Yes, I agree.
It's been difficult.
I think, and I mean, I also understand my children saying that they feel more Swedish. Because they are growing up here, they have their friends here, they go to school, etc. And yet, especially my daughter, she has quite experienced the kind of differential treatment.
Uh-huh.
So it's I don't know, it's a mixed bag, I think. I
mean, you're Swedish, but yet you're not Swedish.
Yes.
Yeah,
I understand. My kids, it's a little bit of the same. I mean, they've pretty much... I've been here since, you know, they were about a year, you know, a year old. And so they feel very Swedish. But I mean, in some ways, too, they feel American because we've traveled a lot to the U.S. and everything. And then also, too, we speak English at home, but they're speaking, they sometimes speak Swedish to each other and then they sometimes speak English. It depends on like whatever mood they're in. It's kind of strange.
I've agreed. Yeah. But I feel like the kids think it's cool to speak English.
Mm-hmm.
And I've even had, especially when my kids were younger and they would have Swedish friends over, and those Swedish friends would be struggling to speak English. And I would get onto my kids and go, come on, speak Swedish to them, you know, just because we're speaking English. And they'd be, no, they want to.
Really? They want to practice.
Yeah, because of the video games and TV. And,
They like to curse in English, which is something I've said no. Because to them, it doesn't mean anything. Like the Swedish kids, and so my kids hear them, and then they say it, and I'm like, what? I feel like I'm in a truck stop. And I've told them, I'm like, no, you will not be saying those words in this house.
Mm. And same thing.
Yeah. Just like they're, I'm like, I don't care if it doesn't mean anything in Swedish. I'm like, it means something to me.
So. Yeah. And it was difficult because my kids understood that rule, but their friends would come over and at first, I don't, if I get on to their friends, then their friends aren't going to want to come over. Yeah, so it's difficult. Mm. And sometimes I would hear my kids getting on to them and saying like, oh, my mom doesn't like it if you say that, and, you know, and that was cool. Mm. And then after a while I had to give up, but I would keep an ear out. Mm. And if my kid even tried to join in or something, I would just put my head around the corner. I'd be like, watch your language in this house. Try not to be too tough on them, but that would never fly in the U.S. Mm. And yeah, that's one of those cultural things. Yeah. That's a lot
and all
different.
Of the independence.
Oh, yes.
Yes, the whole, like, even when they're 5 years old and come, jag ska bestämma min själv. I will decide myself. And I'm like, okay.
Okay, but you moved to Dubai first. And how long were you guys there?
We were there for almost 7 years.
Oh, quite a while. So you were already gone from home for quite a while.
Yes.
But what did your family and friends, did they have any kind of reaction to Sweden of all places?
Yes, actually my sisters were very happy. They said, oh, we're moving to Europe, you know, because...
Now they have a place to stay.
Yeah.
Home base.
When they realized how far Sweden was.
Yeah. It's true. But most of the other people... didn't really know where Sweden was because it's such a small country and it's so far.
Yeah.
UK, yes. US, oh yes. But Sweden, it's like, what's that? Where is that? And, you know.
I had the same thing.
Yeah.
Sweden, Switzerland.
Everybody thought Switzerland. Yes. Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm like, well, I wish, good. But.
No, that's in Europe. Yeah, the European continent. Yeah.
Yeah, I think I said before on this podcast, I had a cousin who sent me a package for Christmas, didn't show up until February. Turns out she had put Switzerland instead of Sweden, but they have some sort of exchange like once a month.
Oh, gosh, sure. They're like, oh, another American.
So you said your husband came because of working at Ericsson, but what about you? What kind of work did you do? Do you do?
I was actually, I moved to Dubai because I worked as a nurse and I was recruited by the Department of Health. So I had actually worked there on a 2-year contract before I met I met my husband whilst I was working there. But that's how I moved from India first, out of India because of my work.
Okay.
And that's when I met my husband. And after marriage, I actually stopped working as a nurse, or not working anymore. Didn't want to continue in the field. But that was how I moved out of the country and lived there and tried to do some other jobs. And then we moved here.
Yeah.
And how long have you been in Sweden?
18 years now.
Oh, wow.
It's been a long time. Yeah.
Do you feel Swedish?
No, I don't think I'll ever feel Swedish, though. Mm-hmm. But I'm far more comfortable now than what I was when I first came.
Yeah, well, 18 years, it's changed quite a lot.
Yes, it has. And when I started to learn the language initially, I thought I am never going to learn this language because of the pronunciations and their grammar. And it's so alien, everything, right? But yeah, over the years, I have picked up.
No matter how much you fight it, it kind of seeps in.
Yes.
if you wanted to or not.
Yes.
It's always easiest to learn the food first because that's the
importance. Well, that's what I was going to ask you about. That was what I wanted to. Let's get down to the good stuff. How was it finding food to make your Indian dishes or some of the dishes that you grew up enjoying? Were you able to find the ingredients and all of the things that you needed?
Not initially, but as you said, over the years, a lot has changed in Sweden or Stockholm, I should say. When we first moved here, Ericsson was kind enough to give us a small booklet with all the necessary information.
Oh, wow.
And the stores that actually sell Indian groceries.
That's nice. That's thoughtful.
Yeah. That's impressive.
It's really good. It was really good. And those were really important issues for us then. So, but there were very few stores then. I think there was Taj Mahal here in the city and there was Chista Grossen, which is still there.
Mm-hmm.
So those were the two stores that we often visited quite often then. And other than that, every time we traveled to India, I came back with my stock of stuff.
Okay. I bet you were very popular among the Swedes when you came back with saffron.
Yeah. No, but over the years, we have a lot more stores and grocery online stuff. And
really,
I think,
expanded for all, well, almost all the different cuisines.
I mean, yes, a lot of the things you can, I mean, not a lot, but a lot of the basics, some basic things you can find in almost every grocery store.
Yes.
And they're world section.
Yes.
Which isn't that big.
No.
So what was your impression of Swedish food at the beginning? I know you've gotten used to it now.
Yes, but I think having lived in Dubai, I was able to accept it much more. But had I had to come directly from India, I would not have survived.
Why?
Because it is so different.
How so? Just one example or something.
I mean, the only spices I know that most food have or most people use are the most commonly used spices, salt and pepper.
Yep. Oh, yeah. That's like...
And in India, we have so much more.
Oh, yes. I mean, I'm sure like the Indian spices. Okay, yeah, that's... Oh, no. Swedes with that.
No, it's just wouldn't...
It's so much plainer, Swedish cuisine, and they don't flavor it as much.
Not at all. And I think that would have been very, very difficult because you've come from a very different country with a lot more spices. And that would have been tough. Really.
And not even just like spices as in spice, but then also to spicy.
Yes.
Yeah, foods. So it's kind of like... You're wanting for all of it.
Did you have any like food mistakes with trying to substitute things for what you were cooking?
Yes, I did. And like I said, we had this booklet, which was like the Bible for me in these initial days. And then I had asked my husband to go and buy what I thought was wheat flour.
Uh-huh.
And it was actually refined flour.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Because that was the translation, So he went to the store and he bought that. And then I was trying to knead and make the chapatis, which is our traditional, but it's a typical food that we have. But the minute I was kneading the dough, I knew this is not the right thing because it's a very different,
texture.
So
yeah.
I don't think this is what I wanted.
No.
But that was the first thing I felt. I'm like, okay, maybe this is, it's good to have this small piece of information and booklet, but maybe not everything on it is accurate.
No.
Yeah.
Like for me, I tried to make cornbread and I think I got this like corn mace, or which is just corn flour, but that's not.
It's not the same.
So I was like, oh, what is this? And then like someone told me to use polenta, which I did, but it's
still not.
It worked, but it wasn't. It wasn't cornbread.
Mm-hmm.
So I mean, so now, but there's stores now where I can go and get it. Actually, in like Indian food stores and some of the Asian food stores, you can get the cornmeal.
I found black-eyed peas one time at an Indian food store here, and I didn't know that that was also an Indian thing.
Oh, that's where I go now, to the Indian stores to get the black-eyed peas.
Yeah.
And they have them in some Asian food stores.
Mm-hmm.
And then before the okra, you could get it at Asian food stores.
Yes.
But yeah.
They finally brought it at least frozen, which is the best, but we have something now at our local grocery store.
Oh. But don't get me started on brown sugar.
I still can't figure it out. There's like at least three different kind, if not more, and I don't know which one's which.
No, it doesn't work.
Okay, so not just the food thing, but did you make any cultural mistakes in the beginning, or language mistakes?
Language mistakes, I remember very distinctly. So I started learning Swedish, and I was feeling confident to try it out on the staff at daycare. And I remember going and talking to the staff who was in charge of that department. And I spoke in Swedish, thinking I think I know what I'm saying. But then when she replied to me, I realized that she hasn't understood a word of what I said. Because I was trying to tell her that I think we were going to have a meeting, and my pronunciation of the meeting wasn't exactly what I think it should have been.
Uh-huh.
Because she gave me a totally different answer. I said, okay, maybe I better speak in English instead. That was one.
What and do then, you think she thought you said?
I don't know. She gave me a completely different answer. And
but
I realized,
what did you say?
I think we were to have a meeting. Like we were going to have this, what do you call this?
Utvärdering samtal.
Yes, exactly.
Yeah.
And I was talking to her about it. And then she just said something else entirely different from what I was talking to.
I'll just drop
yes.
that.
Yes. Yeah. And then I remember we were with some other friends in a park, and I wanted to change. I had a, I don't know, 100 or 200 or whatever, 500 krona. No. And I went up to this gentleman. They had this small, I think it was Rolam Shav's park. Mm-hmm. And I said, can I have Vuxen instead of Vexel?
So can you have an adult instead of change?
Oh, you're trying to buy a purse?
Oh my God. Yes. Do you sell people here? Good.
Yeah, but I said, no, maybe I should wait till I know my Swedish a little better. But I think I must appreciate that they don't laugh at you when you make mistakes here. And I think that's something
like
I
we just did. Yeah. Yeah.
But, you know, I mean, I have also grown up with friends in India who we laugh at each other's mistakes and we correct them as well. And we take it all in our stride, which is, I think it's good when you're young. But if I was, I mean, you're embarrassed as it is as an adult to be speaking a language that you're not fluent in, that you're learning. Mm-hmm. And then if someone actually laughs at you, I'm not really sure that would encourage me to, you know, try again.
So but I think it depends on like how, if they laugh and they go like, oh, and then they say, oh, you mean this and this and this, you know, but good try.
Yes.
Like something like that. But I think the Swedes will just, if they don't understand you or if you've said it incorrectly, they will just pretend that they didn't hear you.
Yeah. Or just stare at you. I think we will round this out. Mm-hmm. And I was wondering if you have any tips on places in Stockholm or in Sweden, things to check out.
Yes, I would like to actually suggest some places to visit because Sweden is actually very, very beautiful, especially during the summers. Mm-hmm. There are a few places that we haven't explored or we didn't explore before the COVID pandemic, actually. Mm-hmm. But during the pandemic, we traveled within Sweden and found some really nice places. One of them is the Skulleberget National Park. And they have a lot of these national parks, all of which are really beautiful and nice to explore if people are interested in traveling and seeing different parts of Sweden. So that's one.
Where exactly is that located? What part of Sweden? Is it north or south?
It's northwards. It's beyond Örnsköldsvik. Now, that's a very difficult place for me to pronounce. But
oh, I can't do it either. Örnsköldsviken.
Yeah, I'm gonna let you
I've been there, but I can't pronounce it.
Where else do you recommend?
That's a nice place to go. And then there is a small place called Gränna. Perhaps that's beautiful.
It's really sweet. It's really
Is that the one with the peppermint?
Yes, it is. Yeah.
The polka grease.
Yes. Such a cute place. I think there are a lot of such cute small places here.
There
Sigtuna
are.
And Vaxholm, closer to Stockholm. But yeah, it's quite a bit to see here.
So when you go, say, to the more nature places, do you do camping or do you find places to stay, hotels or cabins?
We
or
actually
Airbnb?
Have stayed in hotels, but I think Sweden is well equipped to, if people are interested in camping, it's a really nice place to go camping as well, because my son is has been in the Scouts. So he has traveled quite a bit. And what I appreciate here is that they have these small, cute wooden, and small, it's not like a proper cottage as well, but you know, kind
like
of
stugas, little cabins.
So you can actually rest and sleep, and you know, and there's always a place to cook your food, if you know, have a bonfire, and there are toilets and everything. So if people are interested and want to camp, that's always a possibility. We didn't. But it can be done.
Well, those are really good. I didn't know about that national park. And you're right, there's so many parks everywhere.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
It's hard to imagine these things when it's wintertime right now.
No.
But it's summer's coming. It's only like 6 months or something.
Yeah.
speaking of winter then, coming from India and then United Arab Emirates and Dubai, what winter sports do you like? If any.
You can say
I'm
none.
I'm not.
Yeah. What about your kids?
No, neither are they into, I mean, they both
like
learned.
Ice skating or skiing?
They have. They've learned to ski as well as skate, especially my daughter. But neither of them are so keen on it. Maybe as parents, we aren't either. So it's not something that we do, you know.
But they did it with school.
They did.
Yeah.
They did. No, and they actually, we made sure that they also did the skiing classes when they were younger so that they know to ski at least.
Oh, that's good.
Which they do. So when they go from school and all, they don't feel like, okay, it's not something I know.
You're
how
better
I handle
than me
it?
On that one. I dropped the ball on that one.
My kids, my older daughter, she ice skates almost every day. She
oh,
loves skating.
How nice.
And she loves skiing. She's been doing that since she was like 4.
Wow.
Or 5 or something.
Oh, that's great.
She did not get it from either of us. My husband likes to watch sports.
Yeah.
I like to window shop.
Yeah.
That's how I get my cardio. And my younger daughter, she prefers to, I think she likes skating. So yeah, they're kind of into the Swedish sports. They like the sledding. Oh. Did you take them sledding?
Yes. Yeah, that was fun
I
for
like
them.
That.
Yeah.
Pulling them on the sleds to daycare.
Yes. That was, yeah.
I like that. That's it was always so much easier to pull them on the sleds to daycare.
Yes. Oh yes,
easier than having them keep up, you know.
And they were eager to get ready for school.
Yeah,
yes.
When can I have a sled? Oh,
okay. And then you take them to daycare, you drop them off, you take the sled with you to the grocery store, and then you can load up all your bags on the sled and just bring them home.
Yeah. My final question to you would be like, well, what does your family think back in India?
Have they visited? Do they have an impression?
My mom has visited. My in-laws, unfortunately, never made it. But my in-laws actually thought that we were really traveling very far. And so did my parents, which of course was true because Dubai is so much more closer to India.
Yeah.
And we always, whilst we lived there, we always had them visiting us and vice versa, you know, on a regular basis. So those things... something that they couldn't do any longer.
No,
but
Sweden's a long, I mean, it's a couple of flights.
It's
long as
literally,
you get older.
Yeah. So now, I mean, they were not really very happy, to be honest. But at the same time, they also knew that it was a move that was in the best interest of us as a family. So,
I know I said my last, but your kids, when was the last time you went as a family? And
we went last year, not the 24, we're in 26, not 24. In fact, we went twice in 2024 because my father-in-law turned 90 in July. So we were there for his birthday. And then we were there during the Christmas holidays as well.
And what did your kids think of it? Like,
they actually like India, but then they're also there for a very short while. They enjoyed the time in December all the more because they had other cousins whom they never normally meet at the same time because it was holidays, right? So they really had a good time.
So they got to see a lot of the family.
Yes.
Oh, that's nice.
Spend time, yeah.
And get some sunshine.
And get some sunshine, yeah.
Okay, so there was no skiing or ice skating.
No, none of those things. No jackets and none of these.
So layers. Jealous.
Yeah.
Well, thank you so much for talking to us today.
Thank you for having me.
Yeah, good luck with the rest of the winter.
Thank you.
Try not to slip and slide on our little ice storm lately in Stockholm.
Stay safe.
Thank you.